אדוני אלוהינו, אדוני
עוד איזו הלכה לראות ספר תורה in סימן למדבב that the letters in the separate Torah, at least some of them should have tagim. Those are the crowns that the Sofer puts on top of the letters. And Maran tells you those letters are Sha'atnez Gitz. The Sheen, the Ayin, the Tet, the Nun, the Zayin, the Gimal, and the Tzaddi. So these seven letters should get tagim on top, as we see the crowns. So the question is, let's say the Sofer did not write tagim on these letters. Maran writes clearly that b'di'avad, the Sefer Torah is not pasul. It's not mehudad, that's for sure, but it's not pasul. So if somebody bought a Sefer Torah without tagim, it's definitely kasher according to Maran. However, the Beit Hadash writes that the Sefer Torah is pasul. So that's why the Chidah writes in the David Emet that, of course, l'chatechila, don't take out a Sefer Torah without tagim. If you have two Sefer Torah, of course, take out the one that has tagim. Furthermore, if a person is wearing tefillin, if he only has a pair of tefillin without tagim, of course he should wear them. But l'chatechila, he should always wear the tefillin that has tagim, because according to the Beit Hadash, it's pasul. It's considered like he didn't wear tefillin. But again, according to Maran, b'di'abad, it's kasher. Now, the question over here that we have today is a very serious question. If let's say they bring out a separate Torah that does not have tagim, fine, we said it's kasher, can you make a beracha? Normally we would say in such a case, safek berachot lehakel, because since we have a machloket between Maran and the Bach, so therefore, although we want to say b'di'avad is kasher, but how could you make a beracha? According to the Beit Hadash, it's a beracha lebatala. So, poskim say, Machab Vajal of Hashalom said, that in this case you could make a beracha even. Why? Because first of all, the safek over here is not in the beracha. The safek over here is in the mitzvah itself. Sometimes we say safek berachot la'akel if we have a question in the beracha. Here the question is not in the beracha. The question is in the mitzvah of the Sefer Torah, does it need tagim or not? That's true. If it doesn't, if tagim is pasul, then already it affects the beracha. But the question did not start in the beracha. The question started in the mitzvah. And then since Maran held that in the mitzvah it's okay, so therefore it comes out that the beracha would be okay also. And furthermore, Maran said that it's kasher b'di'abad, but he didn't say b'en lebarech. HaKamaran didn't write pasul, eno pasul, abal, en lebarech. That's Masra that Maran held, that not only is it not pasul, but really the Katarina can also make a beracha. Especially that you have many Rishonim that agree with Maran. That is Rabbeinu Hananel, and you have as well the Rambam, who's the top of the Rishonim. And they all say that if you didn't put tagim, b'di'abad, it's okay. So therefore, the halakha, of course, preferably once you try to get a Sefer Torah with tagim, that are kesherim, and tefillin with tagim, that are kesherim. But with the abad, where that's all he has, would be permissible to read and wear such tefillin, and according to Achav Vajal of Hashalom, as brought down in halakha berura, it would be permissible to even make a beracha on such Sefer Torah and tefillin.